true. Why should I have bitterness against the film industry? I had worked there for 10 years. I was happy. I was extremely happy. Initially, I was just a child, you know, 19-year-old, not knowing very much about professionalism. But after 3-4 years, I had become a thoroughbred professional. And I enjoyed nothing more than acting. And I enjoyed nothing more than achieving professionally in terms of film industry's acting and as an actress and as a film star. And I, you see, film industry is such an exclusive area in culture that, and also such lucrative ones. There are so many benefits, financial and ego benefits. Your ego gets nurtured in such extreme terms that you really, in the truest sense of the word, become a film star and the part of the film industry. You understand? Very exclusive group. You become a part of that exclusive celebrity star group. And you don't have outside relationships left. And you relate only with the inside film industry people and think of them as your everything, as your friends, brothers, whatever. You understand? And so anybody who's worked in film industry for 10 years has to have become absolute part of the film industry, as I had. You understand? Otherwise, you cannot exist in film industry, and you cannot live for 10 years with any kind of bitterness or grudges. I had never had any bitterness or grudges or any evidence or any statement of it when I was working for the film industry. In fact, I had always praised everybody with whom I had worked and with whom I had association. This Sushma is there. Isn't that true, Sushma? You were...
Yeah, very true.
She was working for another magazine when I was working in movies. I had never had a bad word or a bad feeling towards anybody. It was only because I had found out about Amitabh Bachchan's secret nexus and secret money transfer business. And then he had become afraid that I will speak something about it and he will not be able to become the president. And then he had tried to kill me. Now, once somebody tries to kill you, then you cannot possibly feel friendship for that person. However, is it bitterness that I feel for them? No, it's not bitterness. It is legal and physical enmity which they have created against me, and I have the right to recognize and acknowledge it. I'm not bitter. Bitter people are people who are unintelligent or incapable or psychologically depressed. I am neither of that. And if you are intelligent, you're always realistic. You understand? And if you're realistic, you don't turn bitter against people short of, you know, they're trying to kill you. And what I have, the attitude which I have towards the film industry or Amitabh Bachchan today cannot be called bitter. You understand? This is the CIA-led International Organized Crimes game by using and associating the word bitter with me to somewhere prove me to be emotionally volatile and emotionally vulnerable and therefore having turned bitter and imagining things. No, this is their deliberate conspiracy. I am not bitter. I'm too intelligent to be bitter. I'm too capable to be bitter. I am not bitter. I have discovered certain facts with evidences, and I have the right to acknowledge those facts and hold those people who have tried to kill me responsible and punish, have them punished legally and socially, which is exactly what I'm doing. I'm not bitter.
Ma'am, some years back, you know, there was another this thing that Mr. Amitabh Bachchan had misbehaved you, and now that, you know, so a lot of people, they say that it's basically, you know, trying to get media attention. So how do you react to that?
A lot of people who are saying that, first of all, that, you know, my claims are due to Amitabh Bachchan's, my association with Amitabh Bachchan or something. No, that is not true. My claim of whatever I'm claiming against the Amitabh Bachchan or the film industry is on account of Amitabh Bachchan's having made attempt on my life to kill me.
So in the
and
end,
also certain other members of film industries having made the attempts and having lent their accessory. And so I'm merely stating that. Second thing, as far as the publicity is concerned, ma'am, I have never sought publicity. I came and I ran away from here without, I was forced to leave and without saying anything to anybody. I had left. Look, and then after that, I came back after 6 years I had to explain the facts, where I had been, what had happened to me during those 6 years. And so I had released, I had called a press conference in 1989 upon my return from America and distributed the evidences, not just empty claims, documentary evidences contained in 1,446 page evidence document of whatever circumstances had transpired in my life beginning from 79 until 89. 10 years, evidences compiled and presented to the press. The press had refused to acknowledge the evidence. Certain members of the press in 1989 had refused to acknowledge the evidences, covered up the evidences, and to help Amitabh Bachchan and CIA-led International Organized Crime, claimed me to be insane, in spite of my being perfectly sane, speaking, behaving perfectly sanely, and also providing to them the documentary evidence of everything which I had stated to them. But when I am dealing with this white-collar organized crime and its all-pervasive octopus-like tentacles and reach, you understand? This is the white-collar membership which will do and say anything, any lie against anybody that the CIA-led International Organized Crime wants them to, so, which is what had happened in respect of me. And after which, you know, there has been again a cover-up of my person. Between since I have filed a complaint with the Bhoyawada court number 7, I have no press has been allowed to contact me at all, and I have not once telephoned the press and sought publicity. I have not telephoned anybody and said, look here, come here, give me the publicity. Even now, it was the press who 4 days ago telephoned me. I did not telephone the press. So I am not a publicity hound to begin with. And I know other avenues of getting the publicity.